Hi everybody, I'm Mary Cunningham.
And I'm Brenda Foy.
And this is our podcast, Meet the Crew. Every month we're going to interview someone from the Galway Hooker Sailing Club.
Today we're chatting with Clodagh Durkin. Thanks very much for coming, Clodagh. So, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thanks for having me. My name is Clodagh. I came back from Germany in 2001. I have been travelling around a couple of interesting places with Vodafone, and I was delighted to come back and find the Hooker Club.
How did you find us, Clodagh?
As I said, I arrived back 2021 when the lockdown was on. Like, nobody could move. I was one of the few people in Ireland that could move past a few kilometres. And I actually rang up the Gardaí to ask them, was it okay to come down to Galway? Because there was no use staying in Dublin when my family's all on the west coast. So I moved down to Galway, didn't know anybody here because I'd been out of here for 14 years. And I started looking around for things to do. And then suddenly on Facebook, popped up. No,
great.
The Hookers were looking for people to help standing.
Right. And did you have any sailing experience?
I had a little bit. We'd organised some learning to sail things when down in Glenans in Colmore, Ireland, when I was in Vodafone. And I'd done some sailing when I was in Ghana. We had the Ghana Sailing Club, actually. We used to race up and down the Volta on Hobie Cats. It was really cool. But I'd never really done solidly sailing, so it was a great opportunity to learn sailing properly.
Mm-hmm. And were the boats very different from what you were experienced?
The ones here, they're much heavier. The Hobie Cats flip over at the slightest piece of wind, and you're doing constant trapezing to try and keep the balance on them. Mm-hmm. So there's similarities in the learning how to sail into the wind and learning the tricks of the tides as well. But the Hookers are completely different beasts.
So what have you learned since you joined this club in particular?
The main thing I've learned, I mean, a lot of what we do is a lot of painting, sanding, caulking. So you're learning about how the restoration happens from the ground up, and working with Coley and his son is amazing. Never thought I'd get the opportunity to do that. I'd always heard about the Hookers. My cousin, I have a cousin down in Salt Hill, and he'd actually volunteered with the Hookers years ago and ended up sailing a boat over to Jamaica, actually, out of what he'd learned in the Hookers Club. So I'd always heard growing up about them and his enthusiasm for them. So I was delighted when I got a chance to actually sail them.
Great. And you were involved with the restoration of the Loveen?
I was. That was happening just as I started.
Great timing.
Really, absolutely. I'm still amazed that for me, who just came back in 2021, you know, to a new city where I didn't know anybody, I suddenly got to be in St. Patrick's Day Parade up at the top because of the Loveen.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, it was
brilliant. So that would have been one of the highlights. Do you have any more highlights of your experience so far with the Hooker Club?
It's really the opportunity to do things that I never thought I'd have the experience to do. I'd have the opportunity to do. You know, learning to sail properly, sailing around Galway Bay, learning to row as well. I started rowing on my birthday.
Great.
Which was really cool because it's very complementary as well, and the two clubs work very well together. I'm loving this whole getting immersed in the sailing and rowing of Galway Bay.
Based on the water, yeah.
All based on the water, yeah.
Yeah, and not forgetting the social aspect of the club either,
of the club, which is great. We did a big crew support training there last weekend on Saturday. So we went out for brekkie when we finished up at 4 o'clock. And that was really cool because you don't go out that much.
You finished at 4 o'clock for breakfast?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were in Monroe's.
Yeah.
I think a couple of us decided that breakfast was the right thing to get when we finished. Yeah, we started at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I saw the photo on
it was a lot of fun.
Social media. So how do you think the club could develop now? Have you got any personal vision?
I'm personally loving the sailing. I'd love if we can do a lot more of that, of these parallel clubs. We did the Galway Regatta, then we were out at the barbecue for the Carb Club as well. That's really nice to get that synergies going between the different clubs. And also for me, like, I come from tech and I'm a little bit involved in the website. So I'm loving seeing how we can develop actually presenting some of the content that we have, because we have so much beautiful content of the sailing and the boats, and they're so gorgeous. And everybody in the club loves it so much. that it would be really great if we can develop the website to be a lot more interactive and dynamic with a lot of these audio visual stuff that we're doing, because I think there's a lot of people that would love to see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But great. Is that it for today?
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Claudette. Very much.